This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Now, welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, here, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass. And today we have a couple of special guests in here for to preview International Women's Day. We have American Association of University Women International Women's Day Committee members, Mary Stamey, who's also the president here of the local chapter. Mary, good to have you in.
Good morning.
And another Mary here, Mary Nanga, committee member and program vice president. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's an annual event here, the fourth annual event, as I understand. Mary, if you want to just kind of start things off, tell us a little bit more about it.
International Women's Day has actually been around since 1911, and it began in Europe as a way to celebrate social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. And the whole idea is just to gather, to celebrate, and to promote gender equity. It started in Austria, Germany, Denmark, and Switzerland, and it's just expanded worldwide now. And so those celebrations across our country as well as around the world.
How has it grown here in the 4 years it's been in Manhattan?
We began with a speaker from Afghanistan who had been working in Washington, D.C., and I've kept in touch with Noor Jahan Akbar. She sends her greetings to us here in Kansas. She's recently married, and we were excited to have her be able to come share her story with us and initiate our celebration. Since that time, we've had panelists each year that are here in Manhattan who are international in some way. Either they're citizens internationally or they're Americans who have who celebrate their heritage.
All right. This is a great opportunity here. This is one of the perks, I think, of living in a college town here for those that aren't attending K-State here. But to have an event like this bring in all this diversity here to our community, what an awesome opportunity.
It is, and it's very enlightening, and it's just fun to see our shared experiences as well as our differences.
All right. Well, Mary Nanga here is a committee member, and I understand you're from Kenya originally. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I was born and raised in Kenya, and I was actually one of the panelists last year for International Women's Day. And this year, I am behind the scenes with the planning committee for this year. And so we put together the event for coming up next week, March 7th.
Okay. Tell us what it's like being a part of this and maybe give us a little preview.
Okay. So I actually joined AAUW when I was an undergraduate student in Columbia, Missouri. So I got a scholarship from AAUW by initially attending International Women's Day when I was an undergraduate student. And so when I moved to Manhattan, Kansas, I reached out to Mary Stamey and I said, you know, I'm new to town and I would like to just get to meet professional women in the community. And she asked me to come to a couple events, and that's how I got introduced to the branch here in Manhattan, Kansas. And so this year I'm excited to be behind the scenes, like I said, just putting together this event next week, March 7th. So on March 7th, we have a dinner that starts at 6 o'clock. The cost is $22 a plate. We have a vegetarian and a non-vegetarian option. And we still have openings for the dinner, so people can RSVP to manhattanksaaw@gmail.com. That's manhattanksaaw@gmail.com. So you can still RSVP for the dinner. And at 7 o'clock, we have the public forum. There is no reservation necessary for that. You can just walk in, and that's when we'll get to listen to our four panelists this year. And this year, our panelists all have ties to K-State. We have a K-State faculty, two alums, and a student. So we have Dr. Martha Caldas. She's a teaching associate professor in biology at K-State, and she's from Brazil and has been teaching for a total of 29 years. And then we have Lilith. She's a graphic artist, too, at Champion Teamwear. She's actually a coworker of mine. And so from participating last year, I was able to tell her a little bit about the forum and the panel, and she seemed interested, and she will be joining us this year. And she is from Armenia. She continued her studies at K-State at the Department of Apparel, Textiles, and Interior Design. So she'll be joining us. And then we have Saidi from the Democratic Republic of Congo. She's a 2006 graduate at K-State with a Bachelor of Science, and she's currently a paraeducator at the Manhattan High School District here. And lastly, we have Nigar. She's from Iran. She's a K-State PhD student in applied mathematics, and she's also a teaching assistant in undergraduate level calculus, differential equations, and matrix theory. So as you can see, we have such a wide variety of speakers this year. It will be really interesting to hear from them. They'll be talking about their immigration experiences. They'll also be sharing about the, let's say, things like the equality that they see among women in their own countries, and just giving us all a perspective that is different from what we're used to.
All right. And that's a good topic here, you know, sharing their immigration experiences here. Just for, you know, those of us here that hear the news every day, immigration's a hot topic in our government, and maybe kind of hear the other side. You know, we don't always hear of the challenges that international students and others face coming over here to America.
That's right. Yeah, I was, like I said, as part of the panelists last year, we had speakers, myself from Kenya, somebody from Nigeria, Mexico, and Great Britain and Germany. And even myself, I got to take away a lot of things just because you get such a variety perspective. And also with the forum, the people who attend get to ask their own questions to the speakers just to gain a little bit more of understanding.
Who would you advise to come out to this? So is there any specific group you're targeting here to come out to this event?
It's open to the forum. The forum is open to the public, so we invite everybody to come and hear and listen. So it's open to anybody. And like I said, we still have openings for the dinner at 6:00, and the 7:00 forum is a public forum. There's no reservation necessary. Just walk in and listen to what the panelists have to say.
Very good.
We would encourage two groups, men and women, to come to the Holiday Inn next Thursday at 7 if they can't make it for dinner at 6.
Yeah, okay. Well, great opportunity here to empower women, not just here but internationally. And really, so many women are going higher up in the business world, and I know that's maybe part of the conversations that will be discussed here at this event next week.
Yes, absolutely. The pay equity is one issue in our country, but there's a variety of that in other countries. We've asked basically three questions of each of our panelists: what brought you to this country, and maybe when, if they want to share that. What shared experiences do you have that you kept from your culture when you came here? What do you still celebrate from your home country? And that, too, has been enlightening, whether it's learning what Thanksgiving is here compared to what might happen in their home country, or any other holidays they have that we don't have. And another one is, what issues do you have as a woman, and compare that to what issues are here.
Very good. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about International Women's Day here coming up after the break. We have Mary Stamey, Mary Nanga here joining us here from the American Association of United Women. We'll do that here coming up next on News Radio KMAN.